Coming up on episode number 1307, the beginning of May also brings to us another anniversary, a 50-year anniversary for an album that came out shortly after I did. The album is called Let It Be. It's by a little-known band called The Beatles, and we're going to play covers of every song on the album, plus a little more. All this coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will
come on in and let it be. Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, April 29th, 2020. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another episode of Coverville, the 50th anniversary of the album Let It Be. So, of course, all of your favorites will be on the show today. Get Back, I Me Mine, Dig a Pony, Across the Universe, all that stuff coming up here on the show, covered by all sorts of different artists. We're going to do as we usually do for an all-album cover story, where we basically replicate the album as if it were all covers. We play each side in order, one interruption in the middle, and then side B, and then we might even have something a little bit extra later on the show. Do you see any reason why we can't just start right now? I want to start right now, so let's start right now. The first one comes to us from the I Am Sam soundtrack, but not the one that was released here in the US. In Japan, there was a slightly different lineup of artists on the soundtrack to I Am Sam, which bummed me out, because one of those artists that was included on there was Neil Finn from Split Enz and Crowded House and a great solo career, as well as his son Liam. Here we go, let's get things started. It's Two of Us by Neil and Liam Finn.
Chasing paper, getting nowhere on our way back home. slowly. Well, you can syndicate every boat you row. Yes, you can syndicate any boat you row. I told you so.
They slither as they pass and slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru. Inciting and inviting me. Limitless, undying love, which shines around me like a million suns and calls me on and on across the universe. Jai Guru. Are you gonna save my world?
the day. I mean mine, I mean mine, I mean mine. All through the night. I mean mine, I mean mine, I mean mine. Now they're frightened of leaving it. Everyone's weaving it, coming on strong all the time. All through the day.
Broken hearted people living in the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be, let it be.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be.
Jingling tin in my belly full of tin, you reeled me in with that bad look upon your face. Oh, now I'm singing Maggie May, you have led this poor boy astray. I was young and only 2 days back from sea. In the morning I awoke, stiff and sore and stony broke. You no good lying, cheating, stealing Maggie May. Now they've shipped you off in chains, and bad demon you remain, to slave upon that cruel and unforgiving yoke.
Maggie May. No, not the song by Rod Stewart. Originally by the Beatles, closing out side one of Let It Be. That version right there is by C.W. Stone King from the Mojo Presents Let It Be Revisited album, which came out in 2010. Another anniversary. Only the 40th. Mine's the 50th. Theirs was the 40th. Come on. Before that, a very interesting and controversial, I almost said introversial, controversial charity recording called Let It Be by Fairy Aid. Now, Fairy Aid was a group of musicians that were pulled together by the Sun newspapers in the UK to raise money for a charity that went out to the families of about 200 people that got killed in a capsizing of a ferry off of Zeebrugge in Belgium. And the Sun felt partially responsible for this because they had put a coupon in their paper offering £1, you know, basically selling tickets for this ferry for just £1 to ride it. And the ferry capsized, and they felt responsible. And pop stars, there wasn't a very good reputation for the Sun newspapers in the 80s with pop musicians. So initially, they maybe had a couple people who were offering to record this. Nobody thought it was a really good idea to sing this song like 3 days or 4 days after this horrible tragedy. But they eventually did get a bunch of people. They relied upon friends of friends and things like that to get other musicians. In that one, you hear, of course, Paul McCartney, Boy George, Mel and Kim, Nick Kershaw, Kim Wilde, Mark King from Level 42, Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits, Kate Bush at the end. And it turned into a you know, really big thing, but at the time it was not super popular, not super well regarded. In the chorus at the end are some musicians who didn't get their own line to sing, but you've got Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze. You've got Bonnie Tyler, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Bananarama, just to name a few. It's an interesting video. If you go watch the video, it's just like Live Aid. It's just like Band Aid. All these stars gather together singing, except for Paul McCartney, who looks like he's recording it from his garage or something and didn't want to be among all these other 80s feathered hair artists. Yeah, you look at, boy, the scenes where you're hovering over the crowd in this video, there is so much Aquanet in that room. It must smell and must be so potentially flammable. It's crazy. That was Fairy Aid. I almost called it Live Aid with Let It Be from 1987. Laibach from their Let It Be cover album from 1988. They covered every track from Let It Be. I decided to use their Dig It because not a lot of covers of that song. Plus, it's so Laibach, the version that they record there. I Me Mine before that one by Moon Circus, that one from a single, a sampler that came from Mishi and Moon Circus, just had a few of their songs. Aurora right before that with a cover of Across the Universe, a beautiful Beatles song covered there for the Triple J Like a Virgin 15 album, the one that came out last year, probably due for the 2021 any day now. Always like seeing those show up every spring, summer. Yellow Matter Custard with a cover of Dig a Pony, that one from One Night in New York City, which came out in 2003. And we start off the set with a song that appears to only be available on the Japanese import version of the soundtrack to I Am Sam. The Two of Us by Neil Finn and Liam Finn. Neil Finn, of course, from Split Enz, Crowded House, and fantastic solo career. Neil has been killing it too with his quarantine or his lockdown in New Zealand with some amazing covers. He's done covers of Heroes and When Doves Cry by Prince. Make sure you go and check out his channel. He's got a lot of stuff. He's doing this thing called Fang Radio or Fang Radio. Maybe it's Fang Radio instead of Fang Radio. One of the two. Anyway, he's been doing these live performances, live recordings, and it's great stuff. Check it out, subscribe, and follow the great music of the amazing Neil Finn. We're going to flip the virtual record over and start things off with a cover from Pearl Jam, a live recording that they did from 2017 or released in 2017 on a soundtrack, live soundtrack called Let's Play 2. Here is Eddie and Pearl Jam with their cover of I've Got a Feeling.
Five years ago, this is the last one we did. Yeah. I got a feeling deep inside. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a feeling I can't hide. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Station. The real man said. daylight. I said move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. She says you're traveling on the one after nine, no. Says you're traveling on the one after nine, no. Says you're traveling on the one after nine, no.
I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Please lead me to your door. The wild and windy night that the left a pool of tears. I'm crying for those days. Don't keep me waiting here. Please let me know the way. Many times I've been alone, and many times I've cried. Was a long, long time ago. Oh, don't keep me waiting here. Please lead me to your door. And I feel I deserve more. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Come home.
'Cause you're sweet. I
Deidre Wilson Tobacco with a cover of Get Back. That one from the 1970s and a recent compilation called We Can Work It Out, which featured a lot of funk bands doing covers of Beatles songs. Also features that great Earth, Wind, and Fire cover of the title track, We Can Work It Out. They do a great, great version of that. I think that was the catalyst that sparked that tribute album. Deidre Wilson Tobacco and Get Back. Chase Cole right before that with a cover of For You Blue. That one from a tribute to George Harrison called George Fest, and I had to celebrate the music of George Harrison. Came out in 2016. One of the two songs on there that was penned by George. I think the other one was I, Me, Mine, if I remember correctly. Kevin Rowland right before that from an album called My Beauty from 1999, a cover of The Long and Winding Road. And if you're at all familiar with this album, you know that it's got quite a storied history. It was recorded, or at least it was, the inception of it took place while Kevin Rowland was in rehab. And he had a certain set of songs that he used to kind of get him through his 12 steps. And when he got out of rehab, clean and sober on the other side, he wanted to record an album with those covers. And the problem is that he didn't quite remember all of the lyrics as they were in the original songs, or sometimes he changed them to fit his situation, like he changed the lyrics to make them appropriate to what he was going through at rehab at the time. And when he reached out to artists to ask if he could cover it on his album, as well as change the lyrics, some of them said yes, a lot of them said yes. Surprisingly, Paul McCartney said yes for The Long and Winding Road. Bruce Springsteen, when he got asked if he could, if Kevin could do a cover of Thunder Road with the lyrics change, pretty much just sent back a letter that said no. Just, that was it. But that is The Long and Winding Road by Kevin Rowland from his album My Beauty. Gusto, right before that, featuring Dexter Haygood with a very funky soul blues version of One After 909. That one from the Fried Glass Onions tribute from 2005. Pearl Jam starting us off on side two with I've Got a Feeling, a live version they recorded for Let's Play 2, which was a concert film soundtrack to that concert film coming out in 2017. I need to see that. Looks like it'd be really good. And of course, great cover of the Beatles on that one. Now, that's it for Let It Be, right? The album, side one, side two, boom, that's all. Well, Get Back was released as a single and included a non-album track that is surprisingly just as popular as the rest of the songs. Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles, a B-side to Get Back. Again, if I remember this all correctly. How about a cover of that by Charlotte Dada? Here is Charlotte Dada from the Northern Songs, The Continuing Story of the Beatles, an album that came out in 2018 with Don't Let Me Down.
I'm in love for the first time.
Charlotte Dada with a cover of Don't Let Me Down. That's one of those songs that sounds older than the song that it's covering, right? That, again, comes to us from the compilation Northern Songs, The Continuing Story of the Beatles. The original song came to us from 1971 from Ghana, Afro Soul, Charlotte Dada, a great version of Don't Let Me Down. That is going to bring us right to the end of another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this look back at an album that came out just about 50 years ago, The Beatles, Let It Be. Now you want to go back and listen to the original, don't you? I do. Actually, go listen to the Let It Be Naked version, which didn't have all of the additional stuff that... that they added in production, all the additional vocals and things like that, all the additional stuff. It was what's his face? Currently in jail. What's his? Why am I not remembering the name of Phil Spector? There we go, Phil Spector. All the extra stuff that Phil Spector added to it. All right, well that's it. That's gonna do it. Might be a little extra bonus thing playing at the end of the show, but we'll just see. We'll have to see if that happens. Hey, if you want to get in touch with me, email me. requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. Otherwise, visit coverville.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Coverville, Facebook Coverville, basically everything Coverville right there. We'll be back on Friday with another... Oh, no, we won't. There's a patron play date for TMS listeners on Friday. So no Guess the Connection this week, but we will have another Coverville 1 week from today in May. May 5th? No, May 6th will be the next episode of Coverville. So be here for that. In the meantime, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. Oh, no, it's not anymore. We figured people, that hasn't been in there for a year, and we didn't notice. So, so no, get it from the Coverville RSS feed. That's where you're going to get it. Have a great day.
Paul McCartney saying thank you very much. It's been nice being on your show.
This is John Lennon saying thanks for everything. Enjoyed being on your show.
This is Ringo saying thanks for everything. We hope to see you all when we come to the States.
And this is George saying goodbye to everybody who's been listening, and also to you for having us on your program. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
So long, everybody.